welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here is our producer and our engineer, 2-in-1, Stephen the Man Sheldon.
Hello there, sir.
How's it all going?
I am tired. Excuse that yawn.
Tired.
Nobody heard it, but
no.
Tired.
Yeah, really?
Tired.
You've been working hard?
It's been exhausting so far this summer. It's hard to relax.
Well, you know, that's a funny thing, because I've kind of shifted down. You know, last week, it was a funny thing. I went to, like, the last, what I call, you know, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way, I call rubber chickens.
Right.
Which is like a dinner that you go to. It's a fundraising dinner. You go around and meet people at the cocktail party.
Sit
down.
You have to do.
And it's always chicken, beef, or fish. You have your rubber chicken, and then you go home.
Right.
So anyway, I have loads of those during the year. The last one was last week.
Damn.
And I was like, as I was walking to the car, I was like, thank you, Lord, it is vacation time. Now, no vacation. Yeah, I'm still working and all that stuff every day. We're doing lots of production at Telecare. But at the same time, you know, it's a time to kind of take a little change of pace. That's what I'm thinking.
Take
you know?
A break. Take a breather.
And it's nice to do that. You know, it's nice to take a little breather to say, okay, you know what? A little bit slower might not be the end of the world for a couple of weeks. You know, so it's been very good. It's very nice to not have your head full of things.
Things and doing things and
so
schedule things.
It's been good. My schedule is actually like a little bit free. I can even read a book, you know, so it's kind of a nice thing.
See,
good
it's
things
nice.
Are happening. Yeah. So it's a good thing. And I think for all of us, it's a time when we get outside, we spend some time kind of doing it differently. And that's what we're looking at on Religion and Rock today. The gift of vacation, relaxation, how God is in there in the midst of that and those moments for us, calling us to recharge, calling us to refuel so that we can really do great work. You know, it's not easy to do that. It's not easy to unplug, is it? But that gift of being able to unplug is what it's all about, and that's what we're going to take a look at, hopefully be able to recognize in our own lives, too, which is important. Here's Billy Joel to start us off. This is called New York State of Mind.
Some folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood, hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. But I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind. Stars in their fancy cars and their limousines, been high in the Rockies under the evergreens. I know what I'm needing and I don't want to waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind. So easy living day by day, out of touch with the rhythm and blues. But now I need a little give and take. The New York Times, the Daily News. Comes down to reality, and it's fine with me, cause I've let it slide. I don't care if it's Chinatown or Rotten Riverside. I don't have any reason left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind. Thank you. touch with the rhythm and blues. But now I need a little give and take. The New York Times, the Daily News. Whoa. I don't care if it's Chinatown or run Riverside. I don't have any reason. I left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind. River line. 'Cause I'm in a New York state of
is Billy Joel, New York State of Mind. You know, interesting, because in our lives, you know, there is a certain attitude depending on where you're from. It's funny, like the other month I met Holy Father Pope Francis, you know, and they told me he'd only speak Spanish. So I said to him when I met him, lo siento mucho, papa, pero no hablo español muy bien. I'm sorry, I don't speak Spanish very well. And he said, you're from New York, right? I said, yeah. He goes, I speak Brooklyn, no problem, no problem. So it was funny, you know, like you think about it, there's a certain universal nature to being from New York, you know, and it's an interesting thing. Most of us are proud of that, you know. Sometimes people will say, I'm on this website, the USCCB, United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. On Mondays, I offer a reflection on the Mass, a homily, every Monday. For years, I've been doing this. And sometimes people will write to me and say, we love your homilies and we love your New York accent. And some of you even listening on the radio say that to me. And I'll say, I have an accent? How about you? You know, like, we don't know that. But there's certain ways in which our culture and where we're from shape us, right? God doesn't call us to be universally the same. No, there's a certain complementarity to each other, right? You know, your lifestyle and culture complements my lifestyle and culture. When it's a culture of faith and a culture of caring about other people, it makes a huge difference. So, yeah, there's something really great about that. And, you know, God bless us from where we're, from wherever we're from. And we celebrate that even at this time of year, which is kind of calling us to relax a little bit. Hey, here's Eric Clapton. This is called Mainline Florida. know, it's a funny thing. For most of us listening, depending on where you live, particularly if you live in the Northeast, Florida is like the vacation place, right? That's where we go. We all pile on planes, we pack Orlando, and that becomes the vacation place. You know, it's interesting that sometimes some of us can't get away, and so we have to make vacation where we are. And there's something really cool about that. You know, we all have these vacations in under our belts where we went away with our families, and we went to Howe Caverns. Like if you live in New York, you know, we went upstate New York, or you went to, you know, the Pennsylvania Dutch country, Harrisburg. There's something about that that's really beautiful. I think there's something great about being able to do that stuff. But at the same time, in our lives, sometimes it's about under our own roof, too, you know, to be able to take that drive, to be able to say, you know what, we're eating out in the backyard tonight. And that kind of moment, I think, kind of changes everything, you know, because it's a different space. It's a different place. Being outside helps. Taking a walk early in the morning. You know, sometimes I sneak down to Jones Beach here on Long Island, one of the best beaches in the world, and I walk the boardwalk 5 o'clock in the morning. There's something about that that's very relaxing for me, particularly in the midst of a busy day. And I bunk into people I know even while I'm down there because I'm not alone in that thought. That's where we can find God, in those moments that are not just far away where we take a plane, but in the moments every day where we can find a moment to breathe. And that's a big help. You know, that's where we kind of focus ourselves on God's presence in our lives. So find that spot, you know, and let's celebrate that and do that in these great days. Here's REM. This is called Night Swimming.
Night swimming deserves a quiet night. The photograph on the dashboard, taken years ago, turned around backwards so the windshield shows. Every street light reveals a picture in reverse. Still, it's so much clearer. I forgot my shirt at the water's edge. The moon is low tonight. Night swimming deserves a quiet night. I'm not sure all these people understand. It's not like years ago. The fear of getting caught, the recklessness of water. They cannot see me naked. They go away, replaced by every day. Night swimming, remembering that night. September's coming soon. I'm pining for the moon. And what if there were two, side by side in orbit, round the fairest sun? That bright tide forever drum cannot describe night swimming. You, I thought I knew you. You, I cannot judge. You, I thought you knew me. This one laughing quietly underneath my breath. Night swimming. Every street light a reminder. Night swimming deserves a quiet night. Deserves a quiet night.
night swimming. Yeah, you know, we've had those experiences, haven't we? We've been outside at night just kind of sitting around. These fire pits are so popular now, right? Because that sitting around in the evening seems to be a really beautiful thing to do. I remember just a couple of weeks ago, I was outside sitting, and I was actually doing night prayer, and I wound up falling asleep. I was asleep for like an hour and 45 minutes. I woke up like a quarter to 12, and I was, I said, what happened here? How did, you know, I was all startled. But, you know, the peace and the quiet and kind of the presence of God in the evening and the night is so beautiful. And I think there's a real opportunity there, especially for those among us who are not great sleepers, you know. Maybe it's a time where we can be outside and kind of enjoy that presence of God in the calm and the beauty of darkness. There's something about that that I find very enveloping and so calming that it might be worth that, you know, to say, yeah, I'm going to just sit outside, you know, in the evening time and watch the sun go down or watch the sun get up if you're a really early person, you know. And there's something really beautiful about that. I think that's where we can find God in that gift of nature, which is obviously a place where we're going to meet God. And here's John Mellencamp, The Story of Our Lives. I'm Not Running Anymore.
Holly told me you better give me a child.
Running anymore. There comes a time, I think, in our lives where we kind of do put the brakes on a little bit. I know in a lot of my life, it's been 80 miles an hour all the time. And now I'm noticing that 80 miles an hour is starting to be a bit much, and I need to slow it down to 75 maybe, you know. There's something about slowing down a tiny bit, which is a good thing. It helps us to process better. I don't think in any of our lives we can constantly put out without putting in, you know? It's sort of like recharging the phone. Like, if you're constantly using the phone, you're going to run the battery down. You're going to have to stop a little bit and plug the phone in. That's why we have these little charging stations all over the world now, right? Where people can sit and plug in for a little while. Well, I think that's what relaxation and vacation does for us. It allows us to plug in, allows us to sit down, allows us to be in God's presence and recharge ourselves spiritually so that we can continue to use our gifts to serve God. You know, there's something good about that. If we don't stop, though, we really can never do that. I know, as somebody who gives homilies, who preaches all the time, if I don't stop and think a bit and pray a lot, I'm not going to be able to give a good homily, and I'm not going to be able to think it all up. It takes a lot to write a homily for me. It never came easy, believe it or not. And there's something about that that's important. It takes time, you know? You have to put some effort in to get some effort out. So, yeah, sometimes it's about plugging in the battery again, you know, and saying, yeah, I'm going to charge up, because that charging up is where God wants us to be, and that's where we're going to find creativity and a sense of being able to use our gifts well. It's going to matter a lot. Hey, here's Jackson Browne. This is called Running on Empty.
Looking back at the years gone.
Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about relaxation and vacation, sitting by the pool, sipping a Diet Pepsi, maybe. That's my treat soda now. You know, there's something about that in our lives. And sometimes we do run on empty, as Jackson Brown was just singing. You know, you can't do that forever because eventually you do run out of gas. You know, you ever hear that the word burnout, right? People say that all the time. I don't mean like a derogatory. I mean, they say that somebody burned out. You know, they were giving and giving and giving, and eventually they just said, what am I doing this for? And they get angry, and they stop giving altogether. You know, there's something about that that we have to be able to take, too. It's not just giving. You got to be able to take a little bit. And there's something about that even in the world of faith. The people who are these high, high energy givers need to be able to take a little bit from the church, too. A little bit of putting in, you know, allow the church to serve you in your serving of the church, because I think that's part of the feeding, you know, that's so important. That's part of that Holy Spirit that we talk about in Christianity. That's such an important thing for us because that's how we get the energy. That's kind of the electricity, if you will, that charges us up, you know. So if we're giving constantly, we're eventually going to run out. And that's a hard thing to do. It's important that we spend a little time recharging. So once a year, Sheldon lets me play this song, which I enjoy. It's an oldie but a goodie, and it's a beautiful song. This is called Heart, Dog and the Butterfly.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me, no possibilities of getting what I need. He looked at me and smiled, said, no, 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 child. See the dog and butterfly.
Dog and butterfly.
This Heart Dog and the Butterfly, you know, it kind of reminds me of, actually, these two sisters, Anne and Nancy Wilson. They haven't spoken to each other for quite a while, apparently. You know, sometimes, like, relaxation, vacation, these times away help us to clear our minds a little bit, think a little more clearly, you know? There's something really valuable about that in our lives, too, to be able to look at things from a higher altitude, from a different perspective, and in the midst of the rat race of our lives, we don't often get that chance, right? We just sort of write people off, or we write things off, and that's it. Sometimes taking a little breather, sometimes taking a little look from another angle, you know, from a beach chair, so to speak, you know what? We can think a little more clearly. So there's something good about that. Maybe you have somebody, you know, you want to reconcile with. Maybe you're really praying about that and asking for God's help in that area. There's something really powerful about that. And I think we're called to recognize that, yeah, in our lives, it's potentially there, that gift of reconciliation. We need to get that perspective, though. And maybe, you know, a little prayer for the Ann and Nancy's of this world who don't talk to each other. And how can we bring about reconciliation with a clearer heart and with a sense of, you know, duty to get along better in this world? Hey, here's Jimmy Buffett. Well, what else would be summer without this one particular harbor?
About the good times down in the Caribbean sunshine. In my younger days, I was so fly, laughing about all the fun we had. Seeing enough to feel the world spin, mixing different oceans, meeting cousins. Listen to the drummers and the night sound. Listen to the singers make the world go round. From the
That one particular harbor. We all have those places, you know, that one place we go where we find the presence of God, where we find peace, where we feel centered. Everything seems to come together. You may have a place from your childhood. You may have a place even now that is that place for you. I know for me, it's Shelter Island, which is right here on Long Island. It's one of those little islands right off the north. Don't go there, okay, because it's my place. It's something beautiful about that. When I get there to this one particular harbor in Shelter Island, Deering Harbor, I sit there and all of a sudden, I'm at peace with God, I'm at peace with this world, and I know God is with me. An amazing and beautiful thing. And I could be there for 3 or 4 days, I can be there for one day, and I feel like I've been there for a year, you know? There's something so beautiful about that. God gives us those places of recharging that sometimes are just those passing glances, but it means all the things in the world to us if we could find that moment, if we could find that place and recognize that beautiful harbor that God's called us to. Whatever it is for you, maybe it's, you know, a forest, maybe it's a lake, maybe it's your backyard, a particular part in your house, who knows? But it's about finding that spot and knowing that God's with us. Hey, here's Huey Lewis. This is called Couple Days Off.
Catch my breath. man, I tell you, it gets a little rough. Work a little harder, but it never is enough. Out of bed, say, I'm a total loss. All I want is a couple days off. Just a couple days. Oh, yes, sir. Woo. Time to wait for the
could all use a couple of days off now and then. And sometimes it's just that minute off, that afternoon off, that morning off that can change everything. If you feel yourself getting a little anxiety ridden, maybe it's about taking that break and saying, Lord, help me to calm down a little bit. Help me to take a little time so that I can regroup myself and kind of recognize your power in my life. Here's Dire Straits, Twisting by the Pool. When's the last time you danced? Chaldone, do you know the last time you danced? He doesn't know. I don't know either. It's been years and years. But you know what? Sometimes it's just about having fun, right? It's about having fun with people in our lives, with family and friends. That's a tremendous gift. And I think that's what this time of year is about, too. It's about grilling burgers and dogs, not the big and elaborate stuff. Sometimes it's the simple stuff, sitting outside and relaxing, listening to some good music. Yeah, that's what it's all about sometimes. Sometimes it's just about that. So we have to kind of focus ourselves a little bit and say, Lord, help me to recognize your presence in my life. Help me to know that you're there, and help me to, you know, celebrate and enjoy. Help me to just relax and let go a little bit. There's something great about that. And I think God calls us again and again to discover that and find that presence in the fun moments of our lives, too. It's not just in the solemn moments, but in the fun moments he's there, too. Hey, here's the Eagles. This is called Peaceful, Easy Feeling.
I like the way sparkling earrings lay against your skin so brown. And I want to sleep with you in the desert tonight with a billion stars all around. 'Cause I got a
no price that you could pay for that peaceful, easy feeling, right? And that comes from prayer. That comes from being able to let go. changing it up a little bit. Maybe this is the time of year you want to read a novel. You want to read a good novel, you know, something that's healthy and happy for you. It's maybe when you want to read a little bit more about your faith and about your religion. Read the Bible a little bit more. Say some more prayers in the morning or in the evening. All of that is about changing it up. This is a time of year where we're called to change it up. Find God in the midst of relaxation and even in vacation, too. Waiting online to go on the rides at the bazaar, God's there with you, too. Celebrate that presence of God and recognize that moment where we get recharged so that we can give back. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahan, and it's engineered and produced by the man in flip-flops by the beach, Stephen Chaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.